pretty busy day today for French President François Hollande. After the Legion of Honor ceremony in the morning, he jetted off to Berlin to discuss the EU migrant crisis with the German chancellor. Angela Merkel has condemned anti-immigrant demonstrations in her country and around Europe, but many countries are making it known that migrants from the Middle East and North Africa are not welcome. Right now, many Syrian refugees are streaming into Macedonia from Greece after the authorities opened the border. They're hopping onto trains and buses to Serbia, hoping to make their way to Hungary and then on to northern EU countries. Hungary is not pleased, as my BBC colleague Nick Thorpe reports from Budapest.
The day begins quietly in this suburban station in Budapest. I'm meeting the 0525 commuter train packed with refugees from a camp in southern Hungary near the border with Serbia. As the train stops, volunteers from Migration Aid guide dozens of sleepy refugees off the train onto another into Budapest West Station.
Okay, we are going together. We go together from another platform. Yes, you can have.
Thank you. Each train brings more refugees, around 500 a night, all changing trains for Budapest West. Hungary is building a fence along its southern border with Serbia to prevent scenes like this. So far, its only effect seems to have been to increase the flow of migrants as they hurry to get into Hungary before the fence is finished. Zaid Majid, aged 27, from Baghdad, and his friends just climbed over it.
One by one, we cross it. Our legs, just...
You can still climb across the fence. How high is it?
Maybe half a meter.
Others were not so lucky. Zhuzhana Johar set up the Migration Aid Group 7 weeks ago to help the refugees. They have over 100 activists in Budapest. Doctors working for the organisation, she told me, are witnessing the first fence injuries.
I have seen some hands which were sliced. People who had really bad injuries on their arms and legs.
Cuts.
Yes, they are going to doctors and they get first aid.
From the West Station, most refugees make their way here across town to Budapest East Station, hoping to travel on to Germany or beyond. About 1,000 people are camped out in the underpasses. A volunteer dressed as a clown entertains children. Some play football or make music. This is the sound of Budapest's refugee crisis. Zhuzhana Johar from Migration Aid again.
I think the system of the Hungarian Migration Office was collapsing.
There are now two taps there. People are brushing their teeth, washing their faces, washing their hair even. Is that a new thing?
Since the transit zones are established, there are taps, and we have toilets and we have showers.
In a slightly quieter section of the maze of underpasses in front of the station, I spoke to Zana, aged 21, from Syria.
And we can't live in Syria because we die in Syria every day, many times. When the people and the world see this, no happened anything. No anybody do, no anybody feel. Look, the babies, the children, this life.
Nearby, Mehran, also 21, from Afghanistan, is trying to get to the United Kingdom or Ireland.
I don't want to live in Afghanistan. I don't want to see that people killed in Afghanistan. We are human beings. We are not animal. Yes, we want peace.
In these Budapest stations, you can witness the best and worst sides of the Hungarian reaction to this crisis. Many stories of the indifference or even hostility of the authorities, but also a remarkable outpouring of generosity from the Hungarian public. Everyone worries about the future. If the new Hungarian fence succeeds in stopping the migrants, it will turn Serbia into a refugee camp. If they keep coming, what will happen here in the Hungarian capital when the weather turns cold?
That's the BBC's Nick Thorpe from Budapest. You're listening to The World.